The Defense Department names 9 winners for the 2014 Secretary of Defense Environmental Awards. They're choosing those winners from 33 nominations. The winners represent 9 different categories and 6 subject areas. Maureen Sullivan is Director of Environment Safety and Occupational Health at the Office of the Secretary of Defense. Maureen, happy Earth Day, first of all, and thank you for coming on the program. How do you choose the winners of the SECDEF Environmental Awards?
Well, thank you so much for having me, and thank you for the opportunity to highlight this great process we have. Actually, it's a I'm really proud of it because we do not judge ourselves. We actually reach out to experts outside the Department of Defense in these various fields of expertise, whether it be cleanup of contaminated sites, protection of historic properties, or natural resources. We reach out to those experts, and this year we had 49 different judges from industry, from academia, from professional associations to be the judges, and it was up to them to decide who is best in the Department of Defense.
So a couple of these categories are interesting because of the angle that you take on environmental responsibility, and a couple of them are interesting to me just because I'd like to go to some of these places. I'm familiar with Seal Beach. I've obviously never been on the weapons station there.
Oh, yes.
But the Naval Weapons Station Seal Beach won an award for sustainability in an industrial installation. How'd you go about even deciding which of the categories you wanted to try to recognize winners in?
Well, we actually have a formalized 2-year process where we have certain categories that are judged each year and rotate on odd and even years. So we don't make, for example, large industrial operations compete with smaller, less industrial operations. So we'll recognize an industrial operation 1 year and the next year a non-industrial. So they're not competing against each other. But the categories are set. And we also have as you mentioned, we have the awards for an installation as a whole and for the individual person, the one person at a particular location that has really excelled and done something outstanding for the department. And we have the opportunity to recognize those individuals.
What are some of the criteria that those judges use? Obviously, I imagine they vary by the categories, but are there overall themes that the judges pay particular attention to when they're figuring out who they decide they want to give the awards to?
Well, first and foremost, the criteria that they would want to focus on is support for the military mission. Are they doing what's right for the men and women who are serving us, who work on those bases? Are they doing what they need to do to make sure that the mission can be performed? And then we're looking for the innovative practices, the ones who've tried something different and new that hasn't been tried someplace else before. And then, of course, efficiencies. Have they found a way to do something smarter, cheaper, faster that solves a problem that nobody else has taken on? So, and then you get into the specifics of each subject area, what's unique about cleaning up contamination, about protecting endangered species, et cetera.
I see a cross-section of the branches. I see a cross-section of types of programs.
Absolutely.
I really see a diversity of winners here doing all different kinds of things across the scope of the Defense Department, Maureen. Is that intentional or is that just the way it broke down?
That's just the way it broke down. Again, each military department in military service and the Defense Logistics Agency scrub their own. They look for the best of the best among them own. Each of them nominate them to us. So for every category, we'll have a nominee from the Army, Navy, Marine Corps, etc. Then we turn it over to the judges and we let them independently decide who they think best represents that category, in their expert opinion.
Maureen Sullivan's Director of Environment, Safety, and Occupational Health in the Office of the Secretary of Defense at the Defense Department. Now, I'm certainly not going to ask you to choose favorites here, Maureen, because that would be impolitic of me. But are there some of these that, as they came through and you saw them, you said, wow, that's really neat. I didn't even know we were doing anything like that in this particular installation or location.
Well, I'm not going to pick favorites. I can't do that. I really can't. They all are doing some really phenomenal things. I think one of the things that most people don't realize is we give a special award for in the Weckman Systems acquisition area. And what we're looking at, because we found the sources of many of our environmental issues, and I use issues loosely, in terms of where we are generating waste, where we're generating air pollution, water pollution, come from the maintenance of weapon systems. And rather than solving it at the maintenance shop, let's go look at the weapon systems. So we have a category specially developed to get them to look early in the process of what materials am I selecting, what maintenance processes are going to be part of the operations of that weapon system, and let's solve it before the system gets designed so that we don't have this environmental tail that we have to address. So I'm really proud of that award.
Maureen, what do you think is the importance long-term of an awards program like this? I mean, it's nice that somebody, I imagine, from OSD goes to each of these places and there's a ceremony and the people there feel honored, but what's the long-term outcome that you and your team like about doing things like this?
Well, first of all, we've had these awards in place since 1962, when we started this. So we have a long history of these awards, some of these awards. What I like most is the opportunity for their peers to see that the innovation is being rewarded and recognized, and encouraging others to say, I can do that. I'm going to try something new and see if I can solve this problem and create that atmosphere that there is recognition and appreciation when you're willing to take on a challenge and look for a creative solution.
Well, I congratulate all the winners, and I thank you, Maureen, for coming on to talk about the program, and we'll post a list of those winners at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for highlighting these great awards.